A deeper dive into Texas Rules of Evidence, Article 1, Scope and Applicability. Article 1 of the Texas Rules of Evidence primarily governs the introduction of evidence in court proceedings. This includes both civil and criminal cases. However, there are specific exceptions outlined in the rule itself, such as preliminary questions of fact. These are questions of fact that must be determined by the judge before admitting evidence, and the rules of evidence may be relaxed in this context. Grand jury proceedings. Evidence rules are generally less strict during grand jury investigations. Other proceedings. The rules may not apply to certain administrative proceedings or other specific types of hearings. Privilege and its scope. Privilege, a concept deeply intertwined with the rules of evidence, is protected under Article 1. This means that any communication protected by a privilege, such as attorney-client, doctor-patient, or spousal, is generally inadmissible in court. However, it's important to note that there are exceptions and limitations to these privileges, which can be complex and vary depending on the specific circumstances. Conflicts and inconsistencies. Article 1 also addresses potential conflicts between the rules of evidence and other laws, such as the Texas Constitution or statutes. In such cases, the rules of evidence generally yield to constitutional provisions. However, if there's a conflict between the rules and a statute, the specific language of the statute will often control. Illustrative case examples. While providing specific case examples would require in-depth legal research, I can offer hypothetical scenarios to illustrate the application of Article 1. Scenario 1. A defendant in a criminal case claims that a confession was obtained illegally. The court would apply the rules of evidence, including those related to privilege and the exclusionary rule, to determine the admissibility of the confession. Scenario 2. A dispute arises over the application of a hearsay rule in a civil case. The court would reference Article 1 to determine the scope of the rule and whether any exceptions apply. Texas Rules of Evidence, Grand Jury Investigations, and Constitutionality. The intersection of evidence rules and grand jury proceedings. Your observation is accurate. The Texas Rules of Evidence explicitly exclude grand jury proceedings from their scope. This means that the evidentiary standards typically applied in courtrooms do not directly govern the proceedings before a grand jury. Constitutional implications. While the Texas Rules of Evidence do not apply to grand jury investigations, constitutional protections, such as the 4th, 5th, and 6th Amendments, still safeguard individuals during this process. These amendments impose limitations on the type of evidence that can be obtained and used, even in the grand jury context. Key constitutional considerations in grand jury investigations include 4th Amendment, protects against unreasonable searches and seizures. This applies to evidence obtained through illegal searches or wiretaps. 5th Amendment, protects against self-incrimination. Witnesses before a grand jury cannot be compelled to testify against themselves. 6th Amendment guarantees the right to counsel, but this right typically does not apply to grand jury proceedings. The role of the grand jury. Despite the lack of formal evidentiary rules, grand juries play a crucial role in the criminal justice system. Their primary function is to determine whether there is probable cause to believe a crime has been committed and to issue indictments. To this end, grand juries have broad investigative powers, including the ability to subpoena witnesses and documents. Potential areas of concern. While the grand jury system is generally considered a vital component of the criminal justice process, there have been criticisms and concerns raised about its operations, such as secrecy. The secretive nature of grand jury proceedings can limit public accountability. Prosecutorial dominance. Prosecutors often have significant influence over grand jury investigations, raising concerns about potential bias. Indictment rates. High indictment rates may suggest that grand juries are merely rubber-stamping prosecutorial decisions. Constitutional violations and indictments. Certainty requirement. The indictment and due process. A cornerstone of the American justice system is the right to be informed of the charges against you. This is enshrined in the Sixth Amendment's guarantee of a speedy and public trial. The indictment, as the formal charge, is...